Today we're building a jungle voltage fill in Ableton Live 12, and if you're new to this, don't worry, we're going to keep it simple, practical, and very much in the zone of making your drum and bass arrangement feel alive fast. What we're making is a 1-bar jungle style fill that sits at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. Think of it like a little burst of controlled chaos. It's not just extra drums, it's a transition tool. It resets the ear, builds tension, and makes the next section land with way more confidence. So first, load up a project around 170 to 174 BPM. Put a basic break or drum loop into arrangement view, and make sure it loops cleanly over 8 or 16 bars. If you already have bass in the track, you can mute it for the moment, because we want to focus on the drums and the shape of the fill first. A quick workflow tip here. Rename the track something clear like Break Main. Staying organized early saves a lot of time later. Now find the last bar before your section change. This is the spot where the fill will live. Duplicate that bar so you've got a dedicated lane for the transition. The beginner mindset here is important. We are not writing a brand new drum part from scratch. We are transforming one bar into a fill. If your drums are audio, duplicate the clip and work on the copy. If they're MIDI, duplicate the MIDI clip and edit the notes. Either way, keep the original groove as your reference. In drum and bass, the fill works best when it still feels connected to the main rhythm, not like a random drum solo dropped on top. Next, zoom in and slice the break into smaller pieces. If you're using auto, you can manually cut it into chunks, or use sliced a new MIDI track if you want to get more hands-on. For a beginner, simple slicing is enough. We're looking for control over the snare hits, a couple of ghost notes, maybe a hat fragment or two, and one last accent before the next bar. Here's a really important point. Don't quantize everything perfectly. Jungle and djembeal often sound better when the break keeps a little human push and pull. So if one ghost hit wants to sit slightly ahead or behind the grid, that can actually add character. Now for the fun part. Stretch the fill for tension, then tighten the landing. This is the voltage moment. You can do this by lengthening a chopped hit slightly, or by moving repeated hits closer together toward the end of the bar. A good pattern is to keep the first part of the fill fairly normal, then make the last few hits feel tighter and more urgent. That way the energy ramps up naturally. Think in energy shape, not just in drum hits. A good fill usually starts readable, gets denser, then clears space right before the next section lands. That final little gap is super important. I call it the landing pad. The last 1/16 or 1/8 before the next downbeat should usually be simpler, because that emptiness makes the drop-in feel bigger. If you're working with audio, use warp in beats mode and avoid stretching too much. Too much warp can smear the transients and make the break lose punch. In DNB, punch matters. Keep it tight. Now let's shape the sound with a few stock devices. You don't need a giant effects chain here. In fact, simple is better. Start with EQ8. Likely high pass the fill if it's sharing space with the sub, and if there's any harshness in the upper mids, tame that too. Then try saturator for a little grit. Just a few dB of drive can make the fill feel more alive. Drum bus can add snap and density, but keep it moderate. Auto filter is great if you want a short sweep or a little movement across the fill. And utility is your friend if the fill gets too wide or messy. In heavier DNB, keeping the low elements centered and controlled is a big deal. Now add some ghost notes. This is where the jungle feel really comes in. Make the drums answer themselves. Put a soft ghost hit just before the main snare, maybe a quick tick or rim after it, and then one final accent hit right before the next bar. If you're using MIDI, keep the ghost notes low in velocity, maybe around 20 to 50. The support hits can sit a bit higher, and the accent hit should be the strongest one. That contrast is what makes the fill feel musical instead of flat. If you're using audio slices, you can mimic that same idea with clip gain. Make the ghost slices quieter, keep the main snare louder, and maybe send a tiny bit of reverb to the final hit. Again, subtlety wins here. Now we add just one or two automation moves. Don't automate everything. One strong idea beats five weak ones. A really good choice is auto filter cutoff opening over the last bar. Another great move is a tiny increase in reverb on the final hit, or a small gain lift into the transition. You're not trying to make the fill huge for no reason. You're trying to make it feel like it's opening the door into the next section. A useful range to keep in mind, if you're opening a filter, move it from low and close to more open over the fill. Keep reverb subtle, and don't go wild with gain. Even just a 1 to 3 dB lift is enough if the arrangement is already doing its job. Now place the fill where the genre expects it. The best spots are the end of 8 bars, the end of 16 bars, right before a drop, or before a bass line switch. In a classic arrangement, you might have bars 1 to 8 as the main groove, bars 9 to 16 with slight variation, and then the fill on the last beat before the next section. That's a very strong structure, because it gives the listener just enough familiarity before the energy shifts. If you want this to work in a DJ-friendly intro or outro, use a lighter version of the same fill. Less low end, fewer accents, more control. For a full drop transition, make it sharper and more aggressive. Before you call it done, do a balance check. Listen with the bass on, then listen without the bass. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the fill still hit when the bass comes back? Are the snare accents too loud? Is there too much low-end rumble? Is the fill getting lost because there's too much reverb or delay? If the answer is yes to any of those, simplify. Cut some low-end with EQ. Shorten the reverb. Trim the final slice. Move the fill slightly earlier or later if it's clashing with a kick transient. In drum and bass, the fill should feel energetic, but it should never steal the sub's job. Here's a beginner-friendly mindset that will help a lot. Compare the fill against the groove. Loop the main drum section before and after the fill. If the fill sounds cool on its own but doesn't make the next bar feel stronger, simplify it. The goal is not to impress solo. The goal is to make the arrangement move. A couple of common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the fill too busy. In this genre, space is part of the impact. Second, don't stretch the whole break too much, because over-warping kills punch. Third, don't ignore the bass transition. Leave room for the low end to return hard. And finally, don't throw random effects on there without purpose. Every move should support the section change. If you want a darker or heavier jungle voltage vibe, keep the sub clean during the fill, use drum bus carefully, and consider adding a short filtered noise layer or a tiny reverse hit before the final accent. You can also resample the fill once it sounds good, then re-import it and make tiny edits. That's a classic workflow move for getting more character and glue. If you want to push further, try building three versions of the same fill from the same loop. Make one clean transition fill, one dirty jungle fill with saturation and a reverse hit, and one tension fill with tighter timing and filter automation. Keep each one to one bar, test them with the bass underneath, then choose the one that makes the next bar feel biggest. So to recap, a jungle fill is a transition tool. Build it by duplicating, slicing, stretching, and tightening one bar of rhythm. Use ghost notes, accents, and a little automation to create motion. Keep the low end clean. And remember, in drum and bass, the best fills create tension, movement, and a strong landing into the next section. Alright, now it's your turn. Grab one loop, build that fill, and make your arrangement snap to life.